Hey, I can't find that on the radio. You'll turn to that station.
The world is collapsing around our ears. I turned up the radio.
Oh, we started already. Two red blips. Good evening and welcome to another edition of Eclectic City. I'm your host, Gabriel Zocchi, bringing you another 2 hours of music you've probably never heard. Hour and leg. And I've had at least five blips already. I just want to start off by announcing that I'm not alone in the recording studio tonight. I have Beauty. I've decided to conduct a little experiment, and I've included my little Evo 4G to sit in with us tonight. For those of you who have been following the show, you might know that the building that I record in is rumored to be haunted. I've heard several things myself. Others have reported to have seen and heard things here. The building was once a residence of one of Puerto Rico's first female politicians, Doña Fela. This was a second home for her. She was the former mayor of San Juan long ago. And although she's not reported to be one of the ghosts, there have been numerous sightings of a dark, shadowy figure and some woman in a white flowing dress. Pretty typical stuff as far as that goes. But although I added the ghost radar application to my Evo in January, I hadn't started using it until earlier this week. And to some of you who have been following this on Facebook, I started posting some of the piece. I started posting some of the comments, the words that the thing was reading. So anyway, I thought I'd give our ghost buddies a chance to speak up during the intro. Hopefully they won't say anything really disturbing, like, get out. The app works two ways. It shows you on a radar screen little colored dots that are supposed to be ghosts, which about 12 have shown up so far, different colors. The colors reflect the strength of the particular ghost and the manifestation. And it also picks up words that are spoken. It actually speaks the words that it picks up. So that's why you keep hearing this little electronic voice kind of inserting itself here and there. And it can get a little freaky if you're alone in a dark office. It's a little bit freaky. Ship. So far, the words it's spoken since we've been in here in order are our, leg, beauty, his, peace, like peace out, and ship. It's just when they start stringing them together in full sentences and I'm going to freak out. Anyway,
taste.
Okay. I started experiencing this and I thought, well, why not share this experience with my loyal listeners, you know, as a kind of a perk. let's see what happens. If you suddenly hear me like drop the microphone and run screaming from the room, you'll know what happened. Well, you won't, but you'll have to figure it out. Onward. Haven't received any suggestions for EC25, so I've decided that Eclectic City number 24 will be a theme show based on radio. Lincoln. Okay. anyway, Eclectic City 24.
Circus.
Lincoln Circus. I swear to God. This room is attracting more activity than I've seen any other time I've had this thing turned on. Is this going to be a circus? Is someone going to get shot? Eclectic City will be number 24 will be a theme show based on radio, using stuff I've been collecting for a while. And Eclectic 25 will be something that speaks to the heart of Eclectic City. It'll be based on eclecticity and diversity, again, with music and sound clips I've been collecting for a while. And then once we hit number 25, I'll make some announcements about the format changes and the future of Eclectic City. So stay tuned for that. These will all be two-hour shows, as normal. And that's it. So I hope you enjoyed our little experiment with the ghost radar. It seems to have gotten quiet. No blips, no words. The ones that spoke were 9 words in these last few minutes. Our, leg, beauty, his, peace, ship, taste, Lincoln, and circus. This could be a random word generator as far as I know, but on a few occasions it came up with a really freaky string of words. Alrighty, on with the show.
Security, tranquility. A well-deserved rest. All the aims I have pursued will soon be realized. Life is a state of mind.
grimmer and grimmer.
The government's allowed it to happen.
And what more making everything look alright?
goes. Then she stands up for everything she tries.
Thank you.
We started off set one with Console, with the song A Homeless Ghost from the November 2010 CD called Herself. Following them, we had Smooth and Terrell's Beggar Man from 2009 from the CD called Antique Soul. Then I played Caribou's Odessa from the April 2010 CD called Swim, which was the lead track off the album. And then finally, we had a cover version of Radiohead's No Surprises that was created in April 2010 last year to raise funds for the Doctors Without Borders, the Haiti Aid Relief.
Conway could be dangerous.
Yeah. You know what's dangerous? Your obsession with me.
Just...
Seriously, Lana, call Kenny Loggins because you're in the danger zone. From Top Gun?
Just be careful.
No.
We were made to never fall away. morning. Everyone opted not to go to church, I take it. We are in church. We're in school right now. Good to see everybody.
If you only, only knew.
Beginning set two, we had Civil Twilight with Letters from the Sky from their 2009 CD called Civil Twilight. After that, we had Social Distortion with an acoustic version of Machine Gun Blues. That's from their new CD called Hard Times and Nursery Rhymes. Following that, we had Greg Allman with Please Accept My Love from his new CD called Low Country Blues. And then finally, we had from Beastie Boys' new album called Hot Sauce Committee Part 2. The song was called Make Some Noise.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to sing a song for you now, but we can't. That's to say, my brother Orrin can't, being as how he suffered a strange musical accident when he was a boy called Lasting and Everlasting Damage. So if it's all the same to you, I'll sing the song, and my brother Orrin will just tap along to the strange rhythms in his head. The song is called There Ain't But One Way.
Sing the song,
I'm
Burn.
Singing the song, Orrin. Don't tell me to sing the song. I'm singing the song. Well, the world is facing problems getting bigger every day. We got a greenhouse over Texas and recession's on the way. We got hunger in the third world, we got anger in the first. Half the world is flooding and the other is dying of thirst. Although people tell you that this planet's dying fast, Well, I ain't seen a problem yet. Can't be solved by kicking ass. Kicking ass.
Kicking ass.
Kicking ass is what we do. Kicking ass.
Kicking ass.
Iron foot in the belly shoot. We don't care whose ass we kick if we're ever all alone. We just stand in front of the mirror and try and kick our own. Well, we kicked ass in Grenada and we kicked ass in Iraq. We kicked the ass out of the ozone layer. Now they say we gotta kick it back. We kicked the ass of cancer and we'll kick the ass of AIDS. And as for global warming, we'll just kick ass wearing shades. Kicking ass.
Kicking ass.
Kicking ass is what we do. Kicking ass.
Kicking ass.
Iron foot in the belly shoot. We don't care whose ass we kick if we're ever all alone. We just stand in front of the mirror and try and kick our own. Well, you can move your ass and haul your ass and bust an ass is fine. And there ain't a better place to put your ass than on the line. But if you're like us, thank you, and you won't take second best, you'll put your kicking boots on and kick like all the rest.
This is WOY New York. You stay tuned for Lester Smith. He's got the news.
This is the news in detail on the hour from the WOR newsroom. A final Gallup poll on the presidential election puts President Nixon ahead of Senator George McGovern by 61-35%. That poll was taken from last Thursday through Saturday. The Gallup organization used the word landslide. President Nixon made a brief election eve appearance on television tonight. His speech ran only 13 paragraphs and dealt mainly with the Vietnam War, and he said, "As you know, we have made a breakthrough in the negotiations which will lead to peace in Vietnam. We have agreed that there will be a ceasefire. We have agreed that all of our prisoners of war will be returned, and the missing in action will be accounted for. And we have agreed that the people of South Vietnam will determine their own future and not have a communist government or a coalition government opposed upon them against their will. There are some details that we are insisting still be worked out. We insist because we want to be sure that this will be not simply a temporary peace, but a peace that will last." And he added, "I'm completely confident that we will soon reach an agreement which will end the war in Vietnam." If landslide is the going word, you can't sell it to Senator McGovern. All day, wherever he campaigned, and he covered four states from New York to California, he used the same expression, "I think we are going to prevail." In all his speeches today, McGovern emphasized 4 points: an end to the war, an end to inflation, a job for everyone, and a better time.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their mind, getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. 1,000 people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Mm-hmm.
into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Listen, people, I don't know how you expect to ever stop the war if you can't sing any better than that. There's about 300,000 of you fuckers out there. I want you to start singing. Come on. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die. Now come on, mothers throughout the land, pack your boys off to Vietnam. Come on, fathers, don't hesitate, but send your sons off before it's too late. Be the first one on your block to have your boy come home in a box. All right! One, two, three, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven, open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Country Joe McDonald. Bargain, please.
Hello to all friends of the draft resistance revolution in America. Good evening. I hope it stops raining. One thing about the draft resistance that's different from other movements and revolutions in this country is that we have no enemies. And it's one of the beautiful things about it. And to show that our hearts are in the right place, we'd sing a song for the governor of California, Ronald Reagan. Zap.
Well, the first thing I want to say is mandate my ass. Because it seems as though we've been convinced that 26% of the registered voters, not even 26% of the American people, but 26% of the registered voters form a mandate or a landslide. 21% voted for Skippy and 3-4% voted for somebody else who might have been running. But oh yeah, I remember in this year that we have now declared the year from Shogun to Reagan, I remember what I said about Reagan. Minute. Acted like an actor. Hollywood. Acted like a liberal. Acted like General Franco when he acted like governor of California. Then he acted like a Republican. Then he acted like somebody was going to vote for him for president. And now we act like 26% of the registered voters is actually a mandate. We're all actors in this, I suppose. What has happened is that in the last 20 years, America has changed from a producer to a consumer. And all consumers know that when the producer names the tune, the consumer has got to dance. Where it is. We used to be a producer, very inflexible at that, and now we are consumers and finding it difficult to understand. Natural resources and minerals will change your world. The Arabs used to be in the third world. They have bought the second world and put a firm down payment on the first one. Controlling your resources will control your world. This country has been surprised by the way the world looks now. They don't know if they want to be Matt Dillon or Bob Dylan. They don't know if they want to be diplomats or continue the same policy of nuclear nightmare diplomacy. John Foster Dulles ain't nothing but the name of an airport now. The idea concerns the fact that this country wants nostalgia. They want to go back as far as they can, even if it's only as far as last week. Not to face now or tomorrow, but to face backwards. And yesterday was the day of our cinema heroes riding to the rescue at the last possible moment. The day of the man in the white hat or the man on the white horse. Or the man who always came to save America at the last moment. Someone always came to save America at the last moment. Especially in B-movies. And when America found itself having a hard time facing the future, they looked for people like John Wayne. But since John Wayne was no longer available, they settled for Ronald Reagan. And it has placed us in a situation that we can only look at like a B-movie. Come with us back to those inglorious days when heroes weren't zeros, before fair was square, when the cavalry came straight away and all American men were like Hemingway, to the days of the wondrous B-movie. The producer, underwritten by all the millionaires necessary, will be Casper the Defensive Weinberger. No more animated a choice is available. The director will be Attila the Hague, running around frantically declaring himself in control and in charge. The ultimate realization of the inmates taking over at the asylum. The screenplay will be adapted from the book called Voodoo Economics by George Papadoc Bush. Music by the village people, the very military, macho men. A theme song for saber rattling and selling wars door to door. Remember, we're looking for the closest thing we can find to John Wayne. Clichés abound like kangaroos, courtesy of some spaced-out Marlon Perkins, a Reagan contemporary. Clichés like itchy trigger finger and tall in the saddle and riding off or on into the sunset. Clichés like get off of my planet by sundown. More so than clichés like he died with his boots on. Marine tough to manage, Bogart tough to manage, Cagney tough to manage, Hollywood tough to manage, cheap steak tough, and Bonzo substantial. Ultimate in synthetic selling, a Madison Avenue masterpiece, a miracle, a cotton candy politician, presto macho, 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 man. Put your orders in, America, and quick as Kodak, your leaders duplicate with the accent being on the dupes. Because all of a sudden we have fallen prey to selective amnesia, remembering what we want to remember and forgetting what we choose to forget. All of a sudden the man who called for a bloodbath on our college campuses is supposed to be Dudley goddamn Do-Right. You go give them liberals hell, Ronnie. That was the mandate to the new Captain Bly on the new ship of fools. It was doubtlessly based on his chameleon performance in the past as a liberal Democrat, as the head of the Studio Actors Guild. When other celluloid saviors were cringing in terror from McCarthy, Ron stood tall. It goes all the way back from Hollywood to Hillbilly, from liberal to libelous, from Bonzo to Birchite or Born Again. Civil rights, women's rights, gay rights, it's all wrong. Call in the cavalry to disrupt this perception of freedom gone wild. God damn it, first one wants freedom, then the whole damn world wants freedom. Nostalgia, that's what we want. The good old days, when we gave them hell. When the buck stopped somewhere and you could still buy something with it. To a time when movies was in black and white, and so was everything else. Even if we go back to the campaign trail, before six-gun Ron shot off his face and developed hoof and mouth. Before the free press went down before full court press and were reluctant to view the menu because they knew the only thing available was Crow. Lon Chaney, our man of a thousand faces. No match for Ron. Doug Henning does the makeup. Special effects from Grecian Formula 16 and Crazy Glue. Transportation furnished by the David Rockefeller Remote Control Company. Their slogan is, why wait for 1984? You can panic now and avoid the rush. So much for the good news. Street goes, so goes the nation, and here's a look at the closing numbers. Racism is up, human rights are down, peace is shaky, war items are hot, the house claims all ties, jobs are down, money is scarce, and common sense is at an all-time low with heavy trading. Movies were looking better than ever, and now no one is looking because we're starring in a B-movie, and we would rather had John Wayne, we would rather had.
Everything you need from your potato couch. You'll be able to don your virtual helmet and experience the revolution on 360-degree all-round CGI. You may choose to view as manga or Hanna-Barbera as the hair bear bunch, because the revolution will be televised. The revolution will be brought to you by Apple Mac or PC World, with Nokia and Motorola providing SMS updates.
The revolution will show pictures of hopefuls queuing overnight for the latest audition, with Pete Waterman as Shay and Foxy as Fidel, because the revolution will be televised. The revolution will be sponsored by Gap, the khaki and camo collection, and it will star me as you. You will play yourself, or Brad Pitt playing you, or you playing Brad Pitt playing you. The revolution will be smoked, snorted, injected, chased or vaporized. It will be recorded on mini DV and kept in the pocket. The revolution will be digitized, then transferred to all available formats. It will appear on your favorite CD as the bonus track. You'll be able to procure it cheap on VHS, or pay a little bit more for the extra footage on DVD. Betamax will be available for the old school, who are more gumshoe than gumshoe, with their shell toes and grips. The revolution will shoot from the hip.
Let's get on with the application of instruments.
With a soundtrack by Huey Lewis in the News, remixes available by William Orbit, CNC Music Factory, and Soul to Soul, because the revolution will be digitized. The revolution will be scratched, spun back and sampled as a loop. It will appear as the red button on your remote control. The revolution will operate a job share or flexi time option, so you can have it at your leisure, because the revolution will be televised. Will be a teacup in a storm, or a bottle in a message, or a door to a key. The revolution will always come with fries, because the revolution will be televised. There'll be constant broadband live streams of Rodney King being pummeled by pigs played as a loop. There'll be constant broadband live streams of Rodney King being pummeled by pigs played as a loop. There'll be constant broadband live streams of Rodney King being pummeled by pigs played as a loop. There'll be constant broadband live streams of Rodney King being pummeled by pigs played as a loop. There will be footage of Ground Zero 9/11 played in reverse as the towers rebuild themselves, to remind us of what we're capable of, because the revolution will be televised. The dramatization will be produced and directed by George Lucas, starring South Park's Cartman as Bin Laden and George W. Bush as himself. The revolution will be hard, my brothers, because it will use Viagra, Camagra, Harold Dyke, and hardening of the arteries in order to fit inside Ronald's Happy Meal box. As the free gift, the revolution will have a new twist, sponsored by Levi, with a sticker campaign written in an illegible graffiti-style font, because the revolution will be advertised, and pay-per-view will have a whole new meaning, brothers. The revolution will be available for Game Boy Discord and Xbox and GameCube today. The revolution will be televised. Will be televised. Will be televised, brothers. Because the revolution is alive.
Starting off set three, we had Stephen Fry and Hugh Laurie from their TV show A Bit of Fry and Laurie that ran from 1989 to 1995 in the UK. That was called There Ain't But One Way, or sometimes called Kicking Ass. Following them, we had Buffalo Springfield For What It's Worth from 1967 that was written by Stephen Stills and not about Kent State, as many people seem to think. Following that, we had Country Joe McDonald with the I Feel Like I'm a Fixin' to Die rag, the tail end of it anyway, from 1969, which led us up to Gil Scott-Heron's B-movie from 1981. That was the original, and probably got more cultural references than American Pie, which led us naturally to Smooth's version of The Revolution Will Be Televised from 2010, from the CD called Dig the New Breed. Appropriate timing for that song. The revolution will probably not only be televised, it'll be Facebooked, Twittered, and blogged. Coming up, we've got Moby, Bill Withers, Joan Osborne, Cootie Man, Disco Dream, Pomplamoose, U2, and Mazzy Star. Be right back.
This is a public disservice message from the National Lampoon Radio Hour.
Don't waste your evenings doing volunteer work at your local mental hospital. Remember, even if you do, the crazy people there will probably think you didn't.
One, two.
It's gonna be
Beginning set four, we had the full fat remix of Bill Withers' Lovely Day from his 2006 CD, which is called The Very Best of Bill Withers. After that, we had Moby with Inside from his 1999 CD called Play. That was the first of his CDs to get both critical and commercial success. After that, we had Lorena McKennitt's Que Hari Domine, which means Full of Grace in Latin. That was from her 2006 CD called An Ancient Muse. And then wrapping up segment four, we had Joan Osborne's If I Was Your Man from her 2000 CD called Righteous Love.
Chipper.
Ah, boom, boom, boom. Zoo-da-doo-doo.
Peppy, hey.
Zoo-ba-doo-doo.
Ah,
zoo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba. Scooby-wooby-wooby-da-da-doo-ba.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bring it on home. Whee!
Well, how was that?
It stunk.
I think the world thinks that I have no sense, because I'm working as a tent, making a few cents, working a job with my co-workers, roasting the rat, and they the good ones, the others addicted to crack. Why am I here? Every day I gotta ask myself, and with time they say it decays my mental health. They say I'm nuts because I truly do believe in the dream. Hey yo, I'm sorry Burger King, I'm not a part of the scene. I hardly sleep, man, I stay awake late and I read. Know it's something more than this life that I had to achieve. Maybe the sense that I have here was quite more than common. I'm not a rapper, I'm a speaker with a knack for rhyming. With a storytelling gift that lives in fantasy world. Has a sorry wardrobe and is rejected by girls. I'ma have cash, give me to a sliver of a game. I'm in the wrong matter with fact, they say I'm insane. Now is it wrong to really think there's something better than this? I can walk around flossing empty bottles of crisp. I only write with the hope to just paying a bill or get a deal writing stuff that I really do feel. I would be a fool to listen to the stuff that they say. Get a whack wife, a job, and be better off dead. I mean, ever since the cast ran cut off his dreads, it's like I'm wiping off the idiot that's wrote on my head. And everybody talks to me like I'm going on three, but they don't squat and ask me, what do you want to be? And I go bananas, cause I'm without a job, having credit and bill collectors, I am perfectly dodged. But lately, the world got a bit too shady, from little innocent kids up to sweet old ladies. And I'm sitting asking y'all, probably I'm just crazy, cause my world just gave me a unanimous maybe, 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 maybe.
Beginning set five, we had Daniel Lanois with his band called Black Dub. That was them performing last time in the KCRW studios in February 2011. Following them, we had Akasha with She's Groovy from 2010. You can find that either on their website, www.akasha.co.uk, or you can find it as part of the Acid Lounge in Space CD. Following them, we had Kutiman's I'm New. That's the YouTube sensation, or you can find them at the ThroughU.com website. This is the guy who's been coordinated different efforts and remixing things from various places to create these compositions that are really amazing. Lastly, we had Disco Dean with a song called Synchronize featuring Jarvis Cocker. That's available for download on Amazon. Coming up, the grab bag. Be right back.
Thank you. Some are stretching on the grass, some are dressers past. In the shade of a willow tree, creeps are crawling over me and over you. Stuck together with God's glue, it's gonna get stickier to spin along. Hot summer, let's get undercover. Don't try too hard to think, don't think at all. You're not the only one staring at the sun, afraid of what you'd find if you step back inside. Not just stepping down, staring at the sun. To comply. There's an insect in your ear, if you scratch it won't disappear. It's gonna itch and burn and sting. You wanna see what the scratching brings. Waves that leave me out of reach, breaking on your back like a beach. Will we ever live in peace? As dolls that can't do, often have to. No, dolls that can't do, often have to preach to the ones staring at the sun, afraid of what you'd find. You step back, not just stepping down, staring at the sun. I'm not the only one who's happy to go is all around. Military still in town, armor-plated suits and ties. Daddy just won't say goodbye. Referee won't blow the whistle. God is good, but will he listen? I'm nearly great, but there's something missing. I left it in the duty-free shipper. You never really belong to me. I'm not the only one staring at the sun, afraid of what you'd find. You step back inside, not sucking on my thumb, staring at the sun. To go blind, happy to go blind, happy to go, happy to go, happy to go blind, happy to go blind, happy to go blind, happy to go, happy to go, happy to go.
father in face and blood, terrified and cold, and whispered, coming of the cleansing flood for
you. Thank you. could feel my eyes turning into dust, and two strangers turning into dust, turning into
beginning the grab bag, we have Pomplamoose with Nature Boy. You can find them on YouTube and also on iTunes. After that, we had Eric Whitaker's Virtual Choir with a song called... let me try to pronounce this. Lux Arumqua. Basically, this virtual choir came together as a result of some fans that posted versions of his song that they sang. He put a call out to other fans to sing and record, and then he started essentially orchestrating the efforts of all these fans he had around the world and collecting them into a virtual choir, which has produced several really, really amazing songs so far. Following that, we had U2 with a live version from Santiago, the Pop Mart tour from 1998 that was Staring at the Sun. Originally, it was supposed to be not an acoustic set. There was a mistake in the Las Vegas version at the beginning of the tour where the timing was screwed up. Evidently, Bono took responsibility for that. And they just did the song acoustic throughout the entire tour, and it worked out very well. One of those happy accidents. Following them, we had William Fitzsimmons from his new CD called Gold in the Shadows. The song was called The Tide Pulls from the Moon. Following him, we had Colatron with Someone's Missing, which is a mashup between Imogen Heap and Vangelis and Trent Moeller. That was from October 2010. Colatron is a mix artist that's been working for a while. He was also involved in the Twin Peaks Mashed in Plastic project, if you're familiar with that. And then finally we had Mazzy Star's Into Dust, which originally appeared in 1993 but reappeared in 2009 in the UK because it was used for a commercial. Became so popular, it charted as number 71 on the UK charts just in downloads alone, and was never released as a single. I think you can find it as a single now, but it wasn't then. That wraps up another edition of Eclectic City. Vote. The ghosts say vote. All right, well, Mix. Interesting. We'll be back next week with another edition of Eclectic City. I'm your host, Gabriel Zocchi, signing off again. Saying have a great week. Ciao.
Listen to my eyes, listen to the radio. I turned up the radio. I can't hear it. Hey, 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 hey. Say what? Hey, hey, hey.
Let me do that with you.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah. Hey, 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 hey.
Say what, say what, say what.
Hey, hey, hey.
Check it out. What are you saying? What are you playing? Who are you obeying?